Welcome to Miracle Night. We're here on TikTok. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. All right, guys. I want to get in God's word real quick tonight. I want to listen. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And then we're going to pray over the sick. And listen, guys, we're going to get into this. And guys, you can always go back to our podcast. We got a podcast. We're on Spotify. God is just expanding our borders to this ministry. We're also going to be live soon, guys. Praise the Lord. We've been praying about this for a long time. But you know, the powers of a righteous man prevaileth much. That's what the word says. A righteous man's prayers prevaileth much. If our people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Guys, we need a praying church. We don't need a talking church. We need a praying church. And I just thank God that we're going to be on YouTube. We're going to be on Facebook. We're going to be here on TikTok all at the same time every Wednesday night. And come on Sunday on the prophets, we're going to expand that too. Why? Because we're not trying to be known. We're just trying to destroy the works of the devil. Do you understand? God is putting an anointing on me to cancel the assignment of the enemy tonight. Do you understand that God put an anointing on me to cancel your enemy? Do you understand that I have power over all the power of the enemy? He's tried to distract me. He's tried to destroy me. He's tried to put me in captivity. He's tried to distract me with this and distract me with that. But I'm here to tell you tonight, God's anointing on my life has come by to tell you I have come by to cancel the assignment of the enemy. Do you understand that God wants you blessed? You understand that God wants you healed? You understand that God wants you to walk where he told you to walk. Do you understand that God has ordained you to the nations of the earth? Do you understand the enemy has distractions on every side, but he's trying to stop you on every side? Why? Because he knows that your promised land is in front of you. Baby, it ain't behind you. That's why Paul said, there's one thing that I do, forgetting those things which lie behind, I press forward in Jesus Christ. I know you, Satan has tried to stop me with my past for too long. Satan has tried to slow me down with my past too long. He's also thrown my past in front of me and it made me detour for a while. But I'm here to tell you, God said, one thing I gotta do, I gotta forget what's behind me, what happened 2 minutes ago, what happened 1 minute ago. Come on, we got to know what God has for us. I feel the anointing in here tonight. I said, I feel the anointing. I said, I feel the anointing in here tonight. I want to tell you something. I'm going to title this message tonight, you better watch what you're playing with. Watch what you are playing with. Watch what you are playing with. You understand everything that you plan with can give access to your enemy. Gossiping, number one. You ain't got no business talking about nobody behind their back. Come on. That's giving access to your enemy when you do that. You ain't got no business talking about nobody behind their back. Come on. If you can't say it to their face, don't say it at all. Come on. You ain't got no business hanging around people that's going to put bad stuff in your spirit all the time. Listen, I ain't a garbage can. Do you hear what I'm saying? I said, I'm not a garbage can. I ain't a garbage can where you dump all your junk in my trunk and then go down the road and then wonder what's wrong with you. What's wrong with you is because people come to you and dump their garbage off on you and you need to tell them this. Listen, I'm not your garbage can. I said, I'm not your garbage can. I'm tired, and you wonder why you wrestle with things in your head. Because what goes in a man, come on, Don't defile him, but what comes out of it. But who's to know what you eat in this mouth when you go take a dump, and I'm going to say that in layman's term, when you go take a dump, that thing stinks. Come on. Why? Because you ate it. Do you know everything that you take in these eyes, everything you take into these ears goes into your soul? Do you know that? You might not think that's affecting your spirit, but it is. You might not think hanging around this person, oh, I'm just showing them love in Jesus Christ. You ain't showing them nothing. Because if you ain't telling them the truth, then you ain't leading them no way. Come on, some people come around your life because they have an assignment from the enemy. My God. You think they're your friends, but they're not. Come on, they have an assignment from your enemy. Oh, but they're a Christian, Jason. They sometimes go to church and they look like a Christian. They act like a Christian, but they still on the assignment of the enemy. They wasn't assigned to your life. I'm going to tell you why, because they did nothing but distract your life from what God has told you to be doing. Hey, I'm preaching good and nobody's shouting. God's anointing me, but nobody's receiving. But I'm going to preach it anyways. We're coming from 1 Corinthians 6. Chapter 6, 18, shun immorality, sexual impurity in thought. And this is from the Amplified Bible, guys. Oh, I'm sorry, you King James thumper. You know what? The word's been translated so many times. Impurity in thought and in word and in deed and any other sin that a man commits outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own. Sometimes we are around folks we know we ain't supposed to be around. God's done showed us. I was around a minister, well, so-called minister, that is. Somebody that's been playing with the Lord too long and got fired. God's still letting him work, but he got fired years ago. And I was trying to rehire him, and God said, you can't rehire somebody. I already fired. You got to understand, God will let you still work, and he done fired you because you're not listening to him. You may be preaching the word out your mouth or riding off somebody else's coattail, but you cannot ride on God's anointing, because you play with fire, you'll get burned. The closer you get to God, the more you play with sin, my friend. Sin has seen you, and it'll burn you. You understand you can't play with the living God. Either you're right or you're not. Either you're right or you're on fire or you're not. Either you're cold or you're hot. Come on, either you are. God said, listen, make up your mind what you're going to do in this season. You can't be in and out with God in this season, folks. I'm going to tell you why. Because we're dealing with some demonic spirits that ain't playing around, baby. I'm talking about they ready to kill you and take your body on to hell. Oh, yeah, and they strong too, baby. He said, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know, but I don't know you. And these fellas come in the room, tried to deal with them demons, and the Bible says the demons took them and belittled their body and stripped their clothes off from them. Let me tell you something. You ain't going to mess with no devil when you're out from under his anointing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, you got to live a right life to be under that anointing. You can't be playing around with God. You can't be flirting with the devil over here and expect to be anointed by God. Guys, it's simple. God is holy. We need to strive for holiness. Are we perfect? No, we're not perfect. But we need to be like Peter. Peter, Lord, I'm sorry. I did it again. God, please forgive me. You understand that you can't go over and dance with the devil one night and then dance with God the other night and expect to be anointed. It don't work like that. Let me tell you something. It comes to a point where God says, listen, if you want me to use you, then you got to walk away from sinful nature. You got to walk away from that stuff. You can't continue to watch crap on TV. You can't continue to listen to honky-tonk music talking about you a Christian. Talking about you a Christian and you listen to honky-tonk going to get drunk in the bar, but you go on Sunday and praise the Lord and tell me you love the Lord. You don't love the Lord, because if you love the Lord, you will try your best not to hurt him. And if you do hurt him, you'll repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry I did it again. I'm sorry. Some of these people say they love God. Oh, I love the Lord, Jason, but I don't see it. Nothing in their life where I show the love. Number one, they don't tithe. They don't even have a church they go to, matter of fact. They don't have a ministry they're connected to. They don't have nothing. But they yet tell you they love God. Let me tell you something. How about not tell me you love God? How about show me? I want to see some actions, baby. What are you doing for God? Have you been preaching to people? Have you been praying over people? Have you been reaching people for God? Listen, what about the person at the store? Did you talk to them about Jesus? Come on. If you want to show God you love him, start showing him. Don't tell him anymore. Start showing him. Let me tell you something. You know why I get on these broadcasts? It ain't because Jason wants to be a popular. It ain't because my name wants to be. My name ain't on none of this. You know why? Because his name is above all names. Let me tell you something. His name is above all names. And let me tell you something. His name will go, and if he be lifted up, he'll draw people. I ain't worried about drawing nobody. All I get on here is flip the switch on, and it's the Holy Spirit's job to draw them in here. Shadabo shakata. That's it. Like I say, show God you love him. Quit messing around with things you ain't supposed to be messing around with. Watch this. 19 says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and you not your own? Watch this. You are bought with a price. I'm going to tell you that one more time. You are bought with a price. Do you understand that he gave his son and he died on that cross? He paid a price for your body. And the problem is with us, we don't clean our body up enough to let the Holy Spirit live inside of us. And therefore, we got all that junk coming out. And God said, listen, it's time to clean your junk. You were bought with a price, purchased with a precious and paid for, made as him. So honor God, bring him glory in your body. Let me tell y'all something. I ain't telling you going to hell because you got a tattoo. I ain't telling you going to hell because you got 12 earrings in your nose. I'm not telling you go to hell. I'm not telling you go to hell. You ain't going to heaven. All I can tell you is when I got saved, that's one thing God dealt with me. He said, son, let me tell you something. The earrings has got to go. Why? Because I don't look like that, Jason. We're made in the image of God. Now, that was my personal conviction. It may not be yours, but it was mine. But we do need to glorify God in this body. We need to quit feeding this body junk and quit eating donuts and quit. Come on. I'm guilty. Come on. I'm guilty. Guys, we can corrupt this body more than just sexual sins. Do you understand that late at night at 12 o'clock, you flip that Playboy on and God said, no, we ain't doing that. That's wrong, son, because you just ain't hurting other folks. You hurting you. You sinning against your own body. Come on. It's right, but it's tight. It's tight, but it's right. You were bought with a price. You were bought with a price. Here's what the dilemma is with the church. They have ears, they have eyes, but they ain't seeing, and they definitely ain't hearing. 300 and something times in scriptures, 320 or maybe 340. 340 something times in scripture, God tells us, whoever has an ear, let them hear. But you know what the problem is? We done got a deaf ear to God and got an ear open to the enemy. Come on. That's what happened in the garden. That's what happened in the garden. We got a deaf ear open to the enemy, and we ain't hearing nothing God's saying. That's why we got to have Prophet Bobo to come by and give us a word. We got to have Prophet Bobo. We got to have Prophet Bobo to come by and give us a word. Well, let me tell you something. If you'll get them greasy, waxy ears open and let the Holy Ghost talk to you, then you don't need no word. All you need is God speak to me. But we ain't listening because we got our ears open to the enemy, what he has to say. You know why I know that? Because it comes out your mouth. Whatever goes in a man don't defile the man, but what comes out of him defiles him. Let me tell you something. This thing's going to hurt you. You better watch what you're playing around with. People that you're around. People that you entertain. That you overlook. Talking about you loving them. If you loved them, you will correct them. You will say, listen, brother, if you want your life fixed, then this is what you're going to have to do. This is what thus saith the Lord. And if you don't like it, then oh well. I don't want to hear your junk no more. You hear what I'm saying? I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it. Whew. Lord, have mercy. I tell you what, there's so many people say they love God, and a lot of them say, oh, Jason, I believe in your ministry. You don't believe in my ministry more than that stop sign out there does. Because if you ain't showing me, then I don't believe nothing you say. I mean, I got people right now say, oh, Brother Jason, I believe in your ministry. I just can't find you on the internet. You can't find me on the internet, huh? You can't find me on the internet. Now, let's see. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Facebook. My Lord, I'm going on all kind of platforms. You can't find me. Let me put it in the white paper. Maybe you can find me there. Look, you ain't even looking because you ain't even looking because you ain't looking for him. Because when you see Jesus, you see me. When you see the Father, you see me. Listen, you start seeking for God, guess what they're going to do? They're going to call up Brother Jason. Hey, Brother Jason, let's talk about God. Why? Because I represent him. Why? Because I fell in love with him. Why? Because I love him with all my heart. Why? Because, Sister Christy, I want more stations. I'm telling you, I want on TikTok, Twitter, Shabam, whatever platform they got. Why? Because I'm not trying to get me out, sister. I'm trying to get the word of God out. I'm trying to get out the word of God. I'm trying to get Jesus to the world. I'm trying to get God's voice to the world. I'm trying to cancel every cancellation of the enemy. Jesus come to destroy the works of the enemy. You need to start laying hands on your enemies. You need to start praying for your enemies, because you know what? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities. We wrestle principalities. You get on here talking junk, I'm going to rebuke you. I don't play lightly either. I don't play little foolish games. I ain't got time for foolish games. You understand, my ministry is bigger than what you think. My ministry is way bigger than what you think. Listen, big stuff starts in mangers. Big stuff starts in mangers. Jesus' ministry started out with two or three witnesses with our baby. I'm telling you, his ministry started out in a manger. And you know what? I love a manger because that demonstrates me. Don't be discouraged about your ministry. If God's called you to the ministry, don't be discouraged about it, my friend. If it starts out in a manger, because your ministry, that's an indication your ministry is going to shake the world. Hallelujah. Chikarabosha. That's right, brother. It ain't the size of your ministry. It's not the size. It's the power that's being demonstrated. Brother, I got something to tell you. I feel the prophetic just come on me. I got something to tell you tonight, brother. I'm telling you, God is going to do something in your life. I'm telling you, you're facing an impossible situation, and God's going to do it for you tonight, brother. Brother Bobby, 2021, God is going to do it for you. I'm telling you. So if you feel tonight, if you feel like you don't need to be messing with stuff that you don't need to be messing with, you need to get the stuff out of your house. Quit watching the stuff on TV you don't supposed to be watching. We need to glorify him in our bodies. We need to start eating right. I'm guilty, guys. You're talking to somebody that's guilty. Listen, we want God to heal us, but we don't want to throw away the dabby cakes. Come on. We want God to heal us, but we don't want to throw away the ice cream. Come on. We want God to heal us and be healthy in our bodies. God didn't create you to be a 360 pounds. Come on. I'm guilty, guys. Hey, I'm in the midst of losing weight myself. Why? Because God convicted me, and he said, Jason, I didn't create your body to be 300 pounds. You understand what I'm saying? I created your body to operate at a certain size because your organs do not take all that weight. I'm telling you, we need to stop messing with stuff we don't need to be messing with. Ah, Brother Jason, it don't hurt to eat things, guys. But why do we have to have the whole plate in the whole place? That's one thing God convicted me over. He said, son, it's not what you're eating, it's how much you're eating it. I didn't create you to eat 12 hamburgers at one time. Come on. I created you to eat a burger every once in a while if it fills you up, and then go on down the road. By the way, guys, I think if the scale is right, I've lost 18 pounds. If the scale is right. I'm working on it, guys. I am going back, and I'm taking back what the enemy has stole from me. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm going back, and I'm taking back what the enemy has stole from me. I'm taking back my health. I'm taking back my wealth. I'm taking back my degrees. I'm taking back my knowledge. I'm taking back my church. I'm taking back everything. I'm taking it back. That song says, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. I'm not going to be the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. What it is. That's what it is. My God, my God. My God, my God. Well, guys, we're going to pray over people on TikTok, but we're going to end the radio station right now, guys. Thank you. Thank you for coming on radio station and podcast. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Guys, wait right there, TikTok.